This is the Detroit Evening Report for Friday, April 15th, 2022. I'm Dorothy Hernandez from WDET News. The Detroit City Council has approved a $2.4 billion budget for the 2022-23 fiscal year. Bridge Detroit reports the plan includes a $12.7 million increase to Mayor Mike Duggan's proposed budget. It includes more funds to improve transit, support property owners who are overtaxed, and restore the city's workforce. The council's budget plan will be presented to Duggan on Monday. Detroit homeowners or former homeowners who were overassessed or foreclosed upon say they want cash compensation. That's according to a survey of 200 residents who participated in a forum hosted by the Coalition for Property Tax Justice in January. Housing activist and researcher Alexa Eisenberg says there were three main findings from the report. The number one finding was homeowners want cash compensation. In lieu of cash compensation, the homeowner said repair grants, tax credits, and rehab land bank homes would be acceptable forms of compensation. But they wanted a say in how these were distributed. Finally, the homeowners want an apology. The city's Corporation Council has said that it would be unlawful for the city to provide cash compensation. City Council President Mary Sheffield says her office is pushing for a change in state law to allow for tax credits for people who have been overassessed. The City of Detroit is hosting a Minority Business Summit next weekend. The event aims to provide participants with information and resources to better understand the city's contracting and procurement process. There are several projects planned in the coming months in the city, and there is a need for construction workers to take on this work. Councilmember Mary Waters says many small and minority business owners are frustrated by what they say is a lack of transparency in the process. Attendees can also learn more about the Motor City Contractor Fund. The goal of the $10 million pilot program is to help Detroit-based contractors compete for contracts such as rehab, home repair, new construction, demolition, and other projects. The popularity of food trucks has soared in recent years. There's also been an influx of new mobile food businesses since the pandemic hit. But cities across the country, including Detroit, have struggled to update regulations to keep pace with the growth. And the rules have created barriers for food vendors, especially entrepreneurs of color. Tostada Magazine reports that a new food truck ordinance will take effect on April 30th. The revamped policy aims to make it easier for food trucks to operate in other parts of the city. Street vendors will be allowed to park on metered and unmetered public parking spots outside of central business and cultural vending areas without the need to apply for a special permit. Thank you for joining us on the Detroit Evening Report. I'm Dorothy Hernandez, WDET News.